Last year, the legislature directed the Board of Governors to consider funding reductions to the UNC system's 237 centers and institutions. Gene Nickel, the Poverty Center's director, says his published criticism of the governor and other Republican state leaders on social issues is behind the closure recommendation. Nickel released a statement that accuses the board of conducting a, quote, dishonest and demeaning review process of the Poverty Center. James Holmes is chairman of the committee that made the recommendation. Last week, he said the review had nothing to do with politics.
This conversation has been going on for years around centers and institutes. This isn't a Democratic or Republican issue. I can't comment on why people think what they think. I can only comment on what we're doing.
The Poverty Center has a budget of $120,000. Nickel says none of it comes from the state, although it is housed in a state building at the UNC School of Law. The panel also recommended closing Eastern Carolina's Center for Biodiversity and NC Central's Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change. The Board of Governors says the state spends about $70 million to support centers and institutes at universities, which focus on research, community outreach, and or instruction. The full Board of Governors will vote on the recommendations next week. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.